everybody. Well, today is Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, Creation Lightship Healing Show. And since we're the first part of June, we'll have our birthday on the Lightship for people born in June, birthday party. So the days, today's date is June 3rd, 2017. So let's clear the date for people. And here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screen to energize those to give you some more peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on in your life that you'd like to have that one thought cleared, which would be a timeline that you're on, we can do that for you. So think of it now. Here we go, clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. So we'll go to the light ship, probably about 20 or a quarter till the hour here. So basically 40 minutes. So turn it over to Ann. Are you all ready to go, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. And I think everyone is pretty blissed out still from the wonderful shackle call we did today. So we'll be talking more about that as the show goes on. And as Ron said, it is Saturday, so we'll be having a visit later to Creation Lightship. You can send any room requests for rooms you might like to visit on the Lightship to clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also send other questions, testimonials, comments on our shows, whatever you'd like. And I have that open now during the show. And also we have a fast chat button that you can click on and send a message. And just a reminder, sometimes people send things through that fast chat and we'd like to send them an answer, but we don't have their email address. So if it's something that doesn't get answered on the show and you need an answer, please either send an email or put your email on your fast chat comments so we can write back to you. What a trip to the Lightship means is that besides being a wonderful general healing, peaceful experience, you can request a physical healing. So you'll want to decide on one thing to make a request tonight. So you can either write that down or be prepared to say it out loud. Also, Ron, did you activate the light beings at the beginning of the show?
Yes, uh-huh, I did.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I must have been reading ahead, and I wasn't sure. I have mine up, but I just wanted to make sure. So, as I said, we had a wonderful shackle removal call today, and it was really wonderful. I'm sure everyone on that, you know, would agree. And so people, some people wrote in about it, Ron, and I'd love to read those, if that's all right.
Yeah, let's see what people are saying about it.
Okay, so the first one, I moved it. Here we go. My body started to shake when Ron cleared the shackle energies around my head. Who would have known that this existed on my head? That's interesting,
yeah,
right, Ron?
Never know. Yeah.
We don't, you always say that, you know, we don't know what we don't know.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, next one. The shackles call today was extraordinary. The time of 2 hours worked beautifully, and I was able to be totally present for it all. I soaked my feet in healing water as you suggested and feel very light and dance as I move. Drank the healing waters throughout the call and released so much that had been shackled in my intestinal tract that, again, I feel so much lighter. My eyesight is more bright, and the whites are snow white again. Brain tingled a lot and feels peaceful and non-thinking. Teeth and jaw feel less constricted and am relaxing mouth. Truly blessed to have been on this call. And then this listener goes on to request a couple of rooms for us to visit tonight. So thank you very much for that, and we will do that. And then says, thank you so much, Ron, for every little thing you do. Many blessings.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And next, well, I have to agree with Ron. Today's call was very heavy. Felt many discomforts, adjusting and moving around a lot as areas were worked on. Almost got tears on the thought of why we humans have had this done to us. Just wanted to ask, when you release us from these attachments, and are the cords being released also from the beings, whether they're human or aliens, that put this stuff on us?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, so yes, that is correct, and we go after the aliens who have done that. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
And that reminds me, I remember in the past, Ron, you've said that when we do healings, for instance, a cording or the, especially any alien, that the light beings clear us and then they go after whatever alien or alien race or group or whatever did that to us. Is that still what happens?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, great question, listener, thank you. And they go on to say, a couple of days after the last shackle call, I awoke with an issue, and I felt like they found me and put more on. I timeline crashed this issue then. Any other suggestions on keeping this stuff off of us? And thank you for the suggestion. I did see something today. Like you said, as you were clearing, we might see something, and started timeline crashes on it right away, starting with 5,000 minutes.
Yeah, just do timeline crashing, you know. Can't really say what to do to keep them off of you, as they're in control of the time and timelines and your reality, because they gave you, you know, mind energy. So you're in their sandbox, so to speak. So until you can get out of their sandbox, you really have no control over your life, typically. All you can do is try to stay in the present moment to get that control of your life. But each time you start thinking or get out of the present moment with the dramas and traumas on Earth here, you're now in their sandbox. So the only remedy to not mix with them and to be in the present moment. Back to you.
Okay, I'm going to keep going on our testimonials here. Thank you, Ron. Hi, Ron. Thank you for the shackle removal call. Shackles block the energy flow through the meridians, making us sick and causing premature life termination. They don't have to be physical. They can be energetic.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Right, so that's someone who... fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, more, thank you for sharing, but sorry that you are present enough to see that. I sometimes think I'm better off not knowing some of these things, but I know that a lot of people do see, you know, deeper into these things. Okay, another one. I want to thank Ron for the hands healing. I feel... I got my pinky finger back on my right hand. It has not felt right and was crooked for a while, many years. This is wonderful. It's on straight now. So when the aliens go to pull us, put on chains, thanks to Ron and Creation Lightship for freeing us, and many ways of darkness to be released and cleared, we are blessed.
Thank you. Yeah. Very happy.
That's wonderful. Really wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. And okay. Next one. Wow, what a powerful healing session today. I couldn't move after the call for over an hour, or rather didn't want to, as I still felt so deeply relaxed as if the healing was continuing. At one point during the call, my left hand went numb, then it started to itch like crazy. Then shortly afterwards, Ron told us he was working on hands and fingers. Don't know what kind of shackle I had on my left hand, but I'm so glad it has been released. The numbness happened again later on the call, and again Ron said he was working on hands again, realigning the energy field up with the hand. So that's great. But my whole body was feeling the effects of all the shackles being removed. Being in such a deep level of relaxation and heaviness, which I haven't felt this strongly since doing the death barcode removal. Thank you so much, Ron.
You're very welcome. That's great.
Yes, and thank you so much, everyone who wrote in about this, because we likely have the people who registered to be on the call but were absentee. We always have some registered absentees who are, of course, receiving all of the energy with everyone who's, you know, physically on the call. So this way, you know, I'm sure they felt it, but this way there, it's getting a little clearer to them exactly what happened. So I know if I'm registered but absentee, I love to know what happened. Okay, here's another one. After the shackles call today, I feel so much better in my whole body. Thanks to Ron for doing the two shackle calls back to back. Definitely needed and hugely beneficial. Look forward to doing more healing on the 7-hour tomorrow. Now, the only thing is the 7-hour, next 7-hour call tomorrow, or is it next Sunday?
Oh, well, let's see.
It is next Sunday. Unfortunately, I had that same thought earlier today. So I'll make this announcement now. Next Saturday, June 10th, will be the 4-hour Ascension preparation call. And then the 7-hour calls on the consecutive Sundays are the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th of June of this month. And those are 4 hours of healing on the Saturday, which you can sign up any time for that one or for the whole month if you'd like, right on Ron's website. Again, that's creationlightship.com. So the Saturday call, Ron charges 7 bottles of water for the whole week, and then there's a Creation Lightship healing, and the Sundays are 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. So that's really a fantastic experience if you can join us on those. But unfortunately, it is not tomorrow. But that's not too long to wait. Okay. And let me just go to the next one. Another room request. Great. Thank you very much for sending those in. Okay, the person that requested, the listener that requested that you clear shackles of any alien births or miscarriages and that kind of thing that we might have had, this person wrote in to say it felt it deeply in her reproductive organs, feel lighter, like a load was lifted. Also, during the umbilical cord request, her request was inspired by doing the umbilical cord request from the last call. I don't recall actually that you did that, but I guess you did, so that's wonderful. And I'm glad that you, had a good result from that today. Okay, next testimonial. Hi, shackle removal was fantastic. Removed shackles from inside my body and all over. The water got rid of infection. Feel much better. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I remember there was a point during the call. You, of course, charged water at the beginning and again at the end of the call, but there was a point during the call that you felt we might need to clear infection. So thank you for that, Ron. And I guess this person was really aware of that and felt the relief. Okay, another one. Ron, thank you for the shackle call last week and today. I recall that you put leg braces on our feet. It must have gone through to Sunday. I walked so much better when I woke up for a few hours. Then my feet went back to being hard to walk. What clearing would I do to make my legs strong like when you place the braces on our legs? I did not feel anything today different. I do not always feel the healing. I'm curious what to do to make my feet strong again. I realize how much I need to do more clearings. Thank you, Ron, very much.
Boy, I'll have to see what the other people listening have come up with to help legs and things. I just don't know. Oh, it's probably not a really big situation, although it could be that you can't walk properly. But you might do a special clearing maybe on legs and feet, but you want to kind of zero in what it might be. Because you could be looking at cartilage problems, muscle problems. It could be going pretty deep. You may want to get the body jumpstart. Clear it and just see if that would help you. There's many clearings in that bundle. And maybe you could, concentrate on certain locations or, like I said, maybe tendons, ligaments, cartilage, et cetera, on your legs. That's about all that I could come up with. We'll see if any callers or people, listening would be able to lend a helping hand with this one. Maybe they had a situation, so we'll see what happens. Well, thank you.
Right, and do you think that it could be an entity situation, Ron, or any other kind of courting or attack, too, that's going on?
Well, it's possible it could be entities, but it just feels like it would be something, more than that, so... We'll have to just see what other people may think.
Okay. Okay, we're getting body part requests in case you do another shackle call. So we'll see in the future. Next month, which is another good reminder, I might as well just say now, Ron is doing the wonderful organ restoration call, and that's already been posted up on the website as well. And it's going to be on a Saturday, and that's June 24th, Saturday, June 24th, 1 p.m. The cost for that call is $50, but I don't know how to say strongly enough that whatever you can do to get on that call, it's so, so worth it and such a wonderful healing experience. And we'll keep talking about that more as we get closer. But it's a good thing to put on your calendar now. Okay, another testimonial, Ron. Thank you, Ron, for today's call. Do we put the conference calls in the new or Earth transport? And when we go to the Creation Lightship on Saturday nights and ask for a physical healing, do you also put that on the new Earth transport? So grateful to have found you, Ron.
Overcome the fear with people.
Pardon?
It's not needed because I'm doing it automatically when you're on the conference call or, on our special calls that we have. You only do that when you're doing a clearing yourself on the website.
Right, and great, but great question, listener. Thank you, because I know we have a lot of new people lately who've been finding Ron one way or another, the expos and YouTube. So thank you for asking that, because it's good to know. So when you do anything live with Ron, like on a show or a special healing, you do not need to put those in the New Earth Transport. They're there automatically for us. So, and she ends with, so grateful to have found you, Ron, and overcome my fear of what you speak of to keep listening.
Great, thank you. Yeah.
I understand that. It's we're so grateful to have the information, but yeah, it can be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, it can sometimes be overwhelming at times, but
right.
Once you catch on to what's going on, then it can answer many questions for you. Why maybe you are here? Why things aren't working right for you? Just many things. So even though it might sound kind of negative at first to you, and you may have to get out of your little sandbox that you're in and move out of it to get more understanding. And a lot of times that could be very painful because you're moving into a different paradigm, into a different consciousness. But as you start to understand more of what's happening to you here, then you will find that the website is really good to have to remedy a lot of your situations and problems, because the healings are there to help you. I think at first most people who listen to me, maybe at the expos or whatever, or the ones that just go to the website at first, they probably get completely overwhelmed by how many clearings there are, not realizing that, the clearings on there were put forth because people were requesting more healing. I didn't have that many when I first started. I only had like 5 clearings. And all the rest kind of came about because of people asking, I have this wrong with me, that wrong with me, and we had to create more and more until we finally, I decided to stop. That's why I put the special clearing up. And then we created bundles. So once you kind of get back and look and see where you are in your life and what's really bothering you, remember, what's bothering you now has probably been with you genetically for all these past lives. So it's not just your one single issue that you have that you think you have now. It could be a lifetime learning process lesson from maybe 100 different lifetimes. And so just by doing one clearing, you could possibly get rid of all those traumas from all those lives. So as you start moving forward on the website, you start realizing that, yeah, your life is getting better. Just like if you're in fear and the fear gets taken away, gee, just think how much better you'd be without having fear in your life. Anyway, it is overwhelming at first. But remember, all the clearings take away darkness. And all that you get back from the clearing is more of your spirit. I don't give anything typically to people like other healers do as far as attunements and DNA activations and all that stuff is darkness, because you want to get rid of the DNA, basically, and you want to be able to live in peace. For the DNA gives you your memories and all of your stuff, so you don't want more DNA activations. Want to be deactivated. That's what we're doing, is taking away the muck and the stuff and the garbage that you have brought forth through all your lifetimes that's visiting you in this lifetime. And what you get at the end after doing the clearings, you have more spirit energy with you, because your spirit will not and cannot come into darkness. And that's mind energy. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, Ron, and as you were speaking, I realized that, I said I don't really see things, but I did today so powerfully have that feeling of things being removed and released from me, which is, of course, what you were doing. So I really understand when people say they feel lighter. that's how I feel too. So someone wrote in, for the listener who wants stronger legs, try saying over and over, I now increase my life force energy in my legs.
Oh, very good. That may work.
Yes. And also, whenever you do a healing, I like, and like during the call today, or even if you didn't say this before, you can still say it, I command all of the releases and healings that Ron and Creation Lightship did today be accepted, received, and integrated into every cell in my body. Okay.
That's great.
So that's it, I believe, for the shackle testimonials, but we have some more testimonials, Ron. You did several really nice healings last night, and we heard from people about those. So if you missed last night's show, which was June 2nd, Friday night, it would be really worth, I'm not sure if BBS has posted it on the archives yet, but it was a really, really good show. So someone wrote in, hi, Ron. Really enjoyed the peaceful sleep water you charged for us on Friday night show. I was drinking water when you said get a glass for charging. It was close to bedtime for me then, and the taste difference was marked. There is no doubt that my water underwent a major change. I slept very well all through the night. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Oh, now here's another testimonial, today's call. For some reason, I was especially thirsty on the call today more than anything. My body gladly welcomed all the healing water you activated, Ron. It seems to be a good way to complete the healings internally. Thanks for all the water, Ron. I especially needed the copper water. Thanks also for the peaceful sleep water on last night's show. A good way to end Paranormal Friday for me.
Wonderful. Very good.
Yes. And you did a peaceful sleep water on the call today. So I guess a lot of people will have that to look forward tonight so they can sleep really well. Okay, another one. Last night's show, Friday, was an incredible healing for me as Ron cleared our brains of maggots, cleared snakes, scarabs from our head, and even octopus energies, which I don't think he had done on the radio in a long time. I could feel something leave and very warm in my head, which led to a great night's sleep. I feel sharp and bright today and am now enjoying the healing benefits of the Shackles Removal Conference call today. The healings and show last night had made me suddenly aware of a lot more things to clear. And as the co-host said last night, Ron had just given the idea to use the orb clearing for inner organ clearings as well when he cleared it. Never thought of that before. Too many maggots, maybe? Brilliant idea to try. We'll get back to you on that, Ron, and big thanks for all you do for us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Right, and just a reminder, what that listener is referring to is Ron did some orb clearing samples for us last night, or at least one. I know I remember you took out orange. And you said, or someone wrote in, I can't remember, that we could actually have orbs inside our bodies, and we might want to clear them out of our organs. So thank you for that. That's a great idea. And I look forward to hearing from people if they try that and feel some physical relief. And here's another shackle testimonial. During the shackles removal call today, I felt very relaxed. Usually, I'm very energized and able to utilize this energy to finish tasks. I had to lay down. Today, I was yawning and felt like a very heavy call. I was on previous calls all year, so was surprised at all the yawning I did. I feel great now.
Good, very good.
Right. Well, we've talked about that yawning before, and it happens, and it's usually a good sign. It means something is, coming out of you.
It's just one of those things, you know.
Right. Okay, here's another one from last night. Hi, Ron. Last night's show was so helpful. Thank you for the sample of the magnetic and twisted body healing. When you talked about a teacher wrapping a ruler, it reminded me of nuns banging on those awful little bells they all had on their desks. I sometimes see them on counters in stores, and I still cringe. Thanks for clearing that. We'll run that through the set sequence timing body clearing too, as I am sure hearing that bell took me out of my body a few times. Huh. I don't know if you remember that clearing last night, Ron.
But, a little bit, yeah.
The set sequence timing body puts us back in our bodies, right, from our whole lives and also any incidents that we might have, right?
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so the person who I believe has written in before from England, thank you so much. Hello from London. It's tomorrow, 3 a.m. in London. Can't miss Saturday on the Lightship or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Ron and the Light Beings. The second shackle call tonight had a great impact on me. Took a shower during the call with the computer with Skype up on in the bathroom. The release is still happening. Oh, and then she has a request for a room tonight, so yes, we will go to that room also, and thank you for making the request. And thanks, Ron, for bringing us to the true light.
Very welcome.
Yes, and thank you for staying up at till 3 in the morning. And Okay. See, we're getting in some more messages here. And let me see if any of them are... Okay, shackles clearing. The clearing today was amazing for me. I had several issues that were cleared up in my body. Last week, the shackle clearing session cleared my lifelong shoulder/chest aching problem. Oh, cleared it 60% improved, and today it feels 100% healed. Just as amazing was the healing on my teeth. I had been suffering pain in my teeth, and shocking to me, about 75% of this pain is gone. I feel that a lot of healing has been done to my teeth, gums, and jaw. The tailbone was shockingly incredible as well. While Ron was doing this work, my body jerked and shivered several times. My lower back often causes me difficulty, and I feel much freer in that area, and also a tension and lightness in my belly. I feel stronger overall. I can't tell you how grateful I am for your work, Ron. You are giving me my life back.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I did notice, Ron, and I think even you seemed surprised that teeth kept coming up for you that we needed healing on today.
Yes.
Right? You actually seemed sort of surprised by that yourself.
yeah, that's correct, yeah. I actually saw sort of like the maybe wisdom teeth through some torture device. They drilled holes into the teeth from left to right and put some type of, maybe thin metal or something into it. From that, it was dropped down out of your mouth onto a heavy weight. So, anyway, I won't get into that's graphical enough, I guess. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay, so here's a message from somebody who was a registered absentee person. Shackle call in crowd. I was on the shackle call while sitting in a baseball stadium filled with 42,000 people. Was wondering if people were feeling the lightship energy as I had complete strangers coming up to me being super friendly. And our team hit a grand slam. Thanks, Ron and Light Doctors.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Right, they were kind of seeing your light a little bit, which is nice, but you might also want to think about, Ron has said you might want to dim your light a little bit when you're in crowds, so you're invisible. So just make sure none of those people attached to you or anything. So, shackle clear call feedback. This person put two deceased loved ones on the call today. So glad you, Ron, reminded us about the soul family, since they can get into our bodies and they may have shackles. And in one case, there was a chain between this listener and a deceased loved one following me from life to life, and she saw that removed today. Isn't that great?
Yes, sure is.
Okay. And, okay, so someone wrote in, for the person who earlier was asking for help with her feet, they say, I was going to say entities for the leg and feet issue. Timeline crash, having to use a cane or a walker and stay clear of the people who use them. Okay, good advice. Can see much better. I couldn't see well and had problems walking. But after Ron made us real again on the shackle call, I could see and walk so much better. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, so making people real, we do that on every one of the weekly conference calls. So I would suggest that you at least get on one of those calls a week, everybody, because it's so beneficial. And that way you can hold the energy of being real. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, on last night's show, you suggested that we... If we have the habit or plan to get up in the mornings and have coffee, that we instead say, I now increase my life force energy and see if the sort of craving passes for having the coffee, because it could be an entity kind of enticing us to the coffee. So someone wrote in about the coffee test. As I do not drink coffee, I recall when I had a lack of amount of sleep needed, I used the I now increase my life force energy, and it was like a boost, like having raw green juice. The light infusion healing chamber does that for me too, but glad to have a tool when not on the computer as backup. Needed the reminder, so that's wonderful. So I guess they're saying their green juice gives them the same kind of jolt as coffee, but that in both cases you can do, I now increase my life force energy and feel better, feel stronger and powered up.
Yep, that's great.
Yeah. So another one from some registered absentee people, umbilical cord shackle was perfectly timed. My mother and son were on, as, again, registered absentees, and the conditions you picked up on, the conditions they're dealing with really well, and only one of them were aware they were actually on the call, and they're saying, I'll get some feedback, and then that'll be great, and we'd love to hear about what their feedback is also. So there are so many reasons why it's so nice to, hear from people about these calls because it lets the people that signed up but couldn't be on it know what happened. And okay. I'm going to see if there's some more about today. Okay, someone said also, felt becoming real. Loved when Ron made us real again. That was awesome. Yeah, that is always very powerful. Okay, so, this one listener saying that they recently had some surgery done on their teeth and had an infection and everything, so they're wondering if it was their issue that brought your attention to people's teeth today.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. It's possible.
We can do one more testimonial, then we'll go to the light ship.
All righty. Another one in response or regarding last night, Ron. Hi, Ron. This morning I was on the road when I saw a dead cat that must have just been hit by a car. I felt so helpless knowing I couldn't do anything for this animal. I was overcome with a deep sadness. My only escape from this feeling was to do the mind-to-heart drop to get back to the present moment. But tonight's show, and they're referring to last night, made my heart sing and tear up a little. How wonderful it is to know that these critters can have their spirit return to the now through you. What a wonderful gift you have given us humans. Thank you very, very much.
Welcome.
Yeah, that was very nice, Ron. Okay, yep. And
let's go to the light ship, everybody. And this only works live on the program tonight. If you're hearing the BBS radio show on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. So here we go. We're going to go up. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Maybe you have a garden starting. You can bring that up. And here we go. One up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can request one specific situation or problem that you are dealing with. We're going to go into the first room, which is the hot tub room, where we go to on almost all of the calls that we have for the first location. This is helping you to detox. And we'll go into a room that looks like we have hummingbirds. So let's go to the hummingbird room. So here we go. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, we have a dragon room. And remember, there's always three of these particular beings coming to you. The light beings will show up in what you're perceiving as, like, you know, a dragon or hummingbirds or whatever else we have here. So they're what you're used to seeing. So here we go. Sometimes they're larger, though. So the dragon room, and you can ride on the dragons if you wish. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Next room we're going to go into is the room with the butterflies. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a request for the centrifuge room. So this is used to help release some of the more stubborn situations that you may have. And normally, if they're really stubborn, it's probably related to one of the whole lifetime clearings that you need to do to release that issue. So here we go. So stronger. Room is spinning. Stronger. Think of your incident situation. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have horse room, so this is your choice. There's many types of horses. Here we go. Horse room, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have one for golden energy plates. So this is what we also use to energize your physical body for what you're needing in at the present moment. And normally you go there also in the food court. So here we go. Go to an energy place. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into two other rooms here before we go into the food court with the birthday party. So here we go. We have it's like palm trees, pineapple room. So we'll have some pineapples. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last room will be the room where the frogs are. So here we go. They'll be singing to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go to the food court, and you're able to select your particular maybe cake or pie you'd like to have or something else. So I always look for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle and maybe some nuts on it and some cherries and whipped cream. And it's the size basically of a pencil eraser that's on your pencil. But it looks very good with a magnifying glass. And so here we go. You can ask for seconds and thirds of whatever you're choosing. And you will start to feel full if you have it like three times. You feel like you had a meal. So here we go. The energy is coming into your mouth, underneath your tongue with your index finger as you're putting it there. And again, like I said, you can ask for seconds and thirds or fourths if you'd like some more. You might find your saliva changing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's sing happy birthday to the people who have been born in this month of June. And here we go. So happy birthday, everybody. And the Light Being Choir is singing to you. And everybody on the Light Ship is singing happy birthday. And so happy birthday to the ones that are born in June. And we'll start to come back from the Light Ship now. So coming back down, check your saliva. It's probably much different than what was a minute ago here. And we're coming back down, getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So happy birthday, everybody. And back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was wonderful, as always. So thank you so much, and happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is in the month of June. So somebody wrote in about the, again, the coffee experiment you suggested from last night. So they say they use the Light Infusion Healing Chamber Healing, which is, well, the Light Infusion Healing Chamber, many people know, is an actual structure Ron puts up at expos for people to go in and receive healings from Creation Light Trip. And the source energy comes right in there. But there is also a whole life healing called Light Infusion Healing Chamber, so you can run that for different healings for yourself right on your computer. So this listener says, instead of I now increase my life force energy, she uses the Light Infusion Healing Chamber. And they feel like they don't even need food at all because they're getting this wonderful harmonic energy. And all I need is on the Light Ship, and then, this is a person that requested the gold plates for the birthday party for the month of June, so good. So that's very interesting. So this person uses that healing to help with food cravings and that kind of thing.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So, boy, it's been a busy day here. If you're feeling any type of, I'll use the word negativity, or just feeling off, remember that we're coming into D-Day, which will be in, say, it's the 6th of June, so we have two sixes there. And so that would be on what, I believe, Tuesday. So D-Day, there's a lot of deaths involved there and a lot of trauma. And that energy still could be recycling. And the aliens, the darkness, the people that use the energy from death and destruction on this planet who are living, and they could be aliens in a physical-looking body, but just people do their rituals with these energies. So you may feel something going on between now and Tuesday. So just kind of, you know that you may feel something or could feel something, and that may be the answer to what you're feeling. As, you know, maybe because you're living in this psychic sea of stuff created by darkness, this mind energy, collective consciousness, and this is included in it. So if you do feel something going on, it was, a pretty awful, devastating situation that happened there. And I don't know if they have any real, true stories about it. What I heard from one person whose father was there, and this is going back a long time ago, but this person that was there happened to be a North American Indian. And he was very, very tall, so I'm assuming he's probably about 6'6" or something. And what he's told this other person is that when they were dropped off in the water with their backpacks on and stuff, a lot of the people that were short, maybe 5.5 feet or so, drowned because they couldn't, you know, they weren't tall enough and they didn't hit the bottom and they drowned. And he happened to be, you know, tall enough where he could get some, you know, air. So that was a story that they probably don't tell anybody, but there was a lot going on there that, you know, it's just a very sad thing. All wars are sad, especially, you know, if you come back from a war and you're traumatized or, you know, being dismembered or something. So anyway, that energy will be here on the 6th. So we could, I'll do a clearing on it right now if you happen to feel something. So here we go. This will be for probably entities that are here, because the spirits have probably already been, taken away and reincarnated maybe once or twice, so they're not going to remember it as far as a spirit, but the emotional bodies of this traumatic energy could still be here. So let's do a clearing for that. So if anything is listening or lurking in your room that was there, this emotional body, let's release it now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Anne. Hopefully that's helped people right now.
Great, Ron. In addition, would it be a good idea to clear that date on the natal barcode?
Oh, yes, and also the alien keyword intercept. That might be good, too.
And should we wait until the 6th to do it when we get up in the morning, or should we do it in advance?
You remember, everything in the past you could do anytime you choose to. So you could do it now. Maybe even, you know, run it for a while if you're think you're dealing with it, or you had relatives, parents, etc. You may want to just start running that to clean out this energy, because it, you know, could have transferred directly into you from the thoughts of your parents or grandparents. Remember, you know, if they were there, one of your relatives was there, we'll say, and they're connected to you, and relatives normally are in your soul family. So you have all that information available to you, even though you weren't there. And so you may want to just start clearing it to get it out of you. So that's what I'd recommend doing is, you know, just do it if you don't like war, or it bothers you, or you're afraid to watch, you know, war situations or movies, then this would be a good opportunity, because this is one of the big ones here. And just get it out of you. So, back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. Yeah, thank you for that. It's nice to know if we don't feel right and, you know, or something can be going on in the world that can affect us, and you give us the tools to clear it. So on a much lighter note, someone wrote in, hummingbirds, was just thinking about getting a hummingbird feeder, and Ron took us to the hummingbird room. Thanks, Ron. That was very nice. It's possible, I don't know if we have done that before. You would think we would have, but... So here's kind of, this is an interesting one because we were sort of talking about things getting us emotional. It wasn't until I went to bed after watching a movie that I realized it had caught me and activated emotions. I felt amped up and unable to fall asleep. So grateful to have the emotional clearing and the skin aura protection. I got up and put on the emotional clearing and in the morning ran it through the skin aura using the vision, watching, seeing option.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you were just talking about, you know, if you're afraid to watch movies about war or something, there could be something that could trigger you there. Okay.
And you know, watching these things, whatever it would be, you know, as a movie that, you know, upsets you, that's actually a gift because it's showing you that you have a blockage somewhere in your body. And so you're fearful or you have anxiety or you feel sad. So just know that your response to what you're watching is only because you have blocked energy and you have a situation going on from some type of energy from the distant past or on timeline. So it's very good to know that. And don't look at it as, oh, I can't watch these horror movies because, you know, I'm really freaked out about it. Just know that, yeah, I got to clear that energy out of me. So what I'm seeing that terrifies me is blocked energy, and that blocked energy could possibly kill me someday. So this is a gift. So now I can figure out what clearing to do to release it. Well, back to you.
Okay. So somebody wrote in another recommendation for an archive to listen to. Incredible show on CTR. Ron takes us to the lightship, even on the archives working once, I believe, and explains in detail the beings and life on the lightship and the ships in the defense fleet. Even let you be at the controls a while. I could really feel and visualize things as he spoke. Would be great for newbies. So I'll give you that date now if you're interested. That is March 6, 2013. And that's the CTR Archives, which is, we're on BBS Radio now. And Ron is no longer on CTR Live, but all the archive shows, and they're all wonderful, actually, are available right on Ron's website. You just click the archive button and then go to archive.org, and they're all listed there. Okay, and question, can people be on different timelines? I have always been puzzled, for example, when some very intelligent people deny the Holocaust and think Adolf Hitler was much wronged in a way. I wonder if they are tapping into another timeline where Hitler himself was somewhat of a more benign character defending German people. So I guess they're asking if, you know, can you be talking to somebody right in front of you and they're actually living on a different timeline than you are. You have a belief and a reality and they have a completely different one.
I would say that would be correct because people do get dropped in here. You know, there's stuff on YouTube where they're showing people landing on streets with maybe a backpack on or something out of nowhere. So, yeah, and they will converse with people. So you could have somebody that is living a timeline where they think everything maybe with that gentleman is perfect and good. or, you know, they have a different belief system to what the actual reality is, okay? And so, yeah, they're living on a timeline. Remember, it's just a movie set, so, you know, there's different ways to view a movie set, and they're made differently. So one movie set with the same title, we'll say, could be good, and one could be awful. And, you know, as you talk to people, they could be on a whole different timeline, and they don't understand what you know because you're connected to other timelines that give you your history or her story, and we'll just say her story is much different than his story, okay? So that might be why they say, you know, what's that person, I forgot his last name, but men are from Mars, women are from Venus or something like that. You know, but you're looking at emotional, which typically women would be, and typically men are mental. And so, yeah, you could have two different ways to view the same thing as you have the connection to timelines that don't intersect or don't relate to anything, you know, especially if they don't relate to somebody you're talking to. So you have a whole different energy system there of how things are working and responding according to what you're saying, but the person may not understand it at all because they don't live on that timeline that you're experiencing. Oh, but yes, you know, it's very possible that people are on a different timeline and their timeline does not have the same experience that the timeline that you're watching, you know, will have. Oh, that gets to be a whole different show. And that's very interesting. How you could be in two different realities, even at one time. So anyway, back to you.
Ron, like, this has been such a wonderful show. It went by so fast. It's already time to say goodbye.
I guess we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. And next Saturday will be our 4-hour Ascension preparation call. Then Sunday after that, for 3 consecutive Sundays, we'll be doing our 7-hour conference calls, getting rid of alien critters that are living inside of you since you're the host. So these are the parasitic life forms. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. So here's how this is. So say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so blessings. Thank you, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our EBS radio show. And hopefully your shackle clearing today is just awesome for you. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, co-host. See you later.